this is a Pasachim Shir 2, and let's start with the Gemara. Lamed Hem and Basin of Arzara. Amr of Kahan, Amr of Yochanan, Pas Lo Hutra Bebastin. Michal Dikaman Deshari. If Rabbi Yochanan had to tell us that it was Lo Hutra Bebastin, the implication, the Gemara says, is that someone was Mahdir. In the Chiyasar of Dimi Amar, Pamachas Yatzer Rabbi Lasada, Vehavi Avikoham Lafanav, Pas Purni, Mafei Sa'a. Amr Rabbi, Kamana Pazu, Maro Chachamim Losra. Maro Chachamim, Mishum Chasnus. Ela Maro Chachamim Losra Besada. Kisurim Ha'am, Hitir, Rabbi Hapas. Velohi, Rabbi Lohitir, Es Hapas. So it says that the Am, we will return shortly and figure out who this Am was, perhaps, but the Am thought Rabbi was Matir, but this was wrong. Rav Yosef, Yitim Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda has a different version of the story with the same conclusion. So far, it sounds like nobody was Matir. There was a Havamina, or the Am thought that it might have been Mutter, but the Gemara seems to pretty conclusively decide that it was not Mutter. Amar of Chalpo, Afil Amand Amar Palter Ovi Kochavim, Lo Amran Ela Deleka Palter Yisrael. So this is a very strange statement, because it sounds like Rabbi Chalpo is making a comment within the opinion that the Gemara just said is wrong. The Gemara said that Rabbi wasn't Matir Pas. And the Gemara says, well, on the tzad that he was, which is wrong, what exactly was he Matir? So this is a very strange shaklavataria, and we'll return shortly to see how the various Rishonim addressed this question. So Rabbi Chalpo says, Lo Amran Ela Deleka Palter Yisrael, Av Mokum Dikar Palter Yisrael, Lo, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afil Man Damar, Palter Ovi Kochavim, Hani Milu Esada, Val Bi'er Lo, Mishum Chasnas. As we'll see, there's a debate. Is Rabbi Yochanan disagreeing with Rabbi Chalpo, adding a additional leniency in addition to what he was already matir, or a stringency upon what he was machmir about? And then finally, Evo hanve menachis v'achil pasa be metzri. Amilu Rava, Yitem Rav Nachmar Yitzchak, lo tishtau mine de Evo, de ka'achil achma darmai. Don't say halachos in the name of Evo, because he eats pas akum. And this is true, even though he was Achila Beimetzri. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that there's no heter at all by Pas. Those who wanted to be Matirit were doing so in error. And therefore, if this is all you had, then presumably you would say there's no heter for Pasakum at all, like the Mishnah says. On the other hand, as we noted, there's already some, at the very least, room for suffix. Why? Because if nobody at all was really matirat, then why do we have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chalpo, on the tzad that they were matirat? Again, it doesn't seem to make very much sense that there's a machlokas about what a mistaken conclusion of the Am was. So I would say we get mixed messages from the Bavli. Now, one thing that is clear from the Bavli, though, is that there was the possibility of being Matirat. Whether or not they were actually Matirat or not, so there's nowhere in the Bavli that it says they were Matirat. But there is the possibility that they could have been Matirat. And that's the Gemara Lamed Zayinim at Aleph, that they asked Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Now, just to explain, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. They were both Yehuda HaNasi, in the sense that their name was Yehuda and they were the Nasi. But so as to prevent confusion, they call him Nasiya as opposed to Nasi. Nasiya just means Nasi. In this case, it didn't prevent confusion because it's not actually clear who's going on. If you notice, the Mishnah says that Rebbe was Matir Pas. Rashi is Mochek, not Pas, Shemen. Rashi's Mochek that because Rashi says it wasn't Rebbe Yehuda Nis Hanasi, Rebbe, that was Matir Pas, but it was Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. However, other Rishonim are Gores Rebbe. The problem is it was Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya two generations later that was Matir Shemen. So how could it be in the Mishnah? So there are all sorts of theories. The Radvaz and the Ran, for example, say that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wanted to be Matir Shemen, but it didn't quite work out. Whoever heard of that? A Rav trying to make a kula and people not listening? Well, sometimes happens. But Rabbi Willig calls a kula she'en hatzivu yechol in lama, though. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi tried to be Matir Shemen, but subsequently, two generations later, his grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, finished and actually made it normative that Shemen was mutter. And here, at that same time, they went to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, and they said, just like you are Matir Shemen, you should also be Matir Pas. And he said to them, Lo hayisa emesh b'feis ha-medrash k'sheitarnu es ha-shemen amr lo b'yamenu tatir sa-pas amr lo imkein karulan based in sharia. The halacha is that a based in could be matir one or two things, but not three things, because that will make them be considered a based in sharia, and therefore he didn't want to do it. But what Tosas points out is you see from here that he could have been matir it. Now, what does that imply? So a based a gzera, a takana that was niskabel cannot be uprooted, or certainly not be uprooted by a Beis Din that's pachos mechachm of a minion. And presumably, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya's Beis Din was pachos mechachm of a minion from the Beis Din of Shammai v'Hillel, or Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel, she'asru es ha-yud ches davar. And therefore, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya at least agreed in theory that one could be matir pas shows that it was lo nispashta. So again, from the Bavli, no indication that they were matirit, but an indication that they could have been matirit. However, the Yerushalmi does actually tell us that they were matirit. The Gemara says, in the Yerushalmi, again, you have this in your source sheets, Perkbeis halacha ches, apitan, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, pas mehilchos shel imum hi. It's mehalachos shel imum. Kach ani omer, makom shepas Yisrael mitsuya, bedinu shetehei pas nacher masura. The imimu alaha vehetiruha. Oh, makom she'ein pas Yisrael mitzuya bedin hu shetein basnach v'mutaris ve'imimu alaha ve'asamua. So the question is, when were they matir? Were they only matir in a case where pas Yisrael was ein mitzuya, in which case there's a big dochak and a need to be matir, or even in a case where pas is mitzuya, amar Rebbe Mana v'chiyesh imum le'iser pas lo ketavshile nachrim hu. Kachanu omer makom she'ein tavshilin Yisrael mitzuyin bedinu shetei tavshilin nachrim mutar. Ella kini makom she'ein pas Yisrael mitzuya bedinu shetei pas nachrim asura. Ve'imum ala v'tiru mipnei chai nefesh. But the maskana of the Yerushalmi, at least our girsa, seems to be pretty clear that they were matir pas, but only b'makom she'ein pas Yisrael mitzuya, and the basis of the heter was chayei nefesh. Because of the difficulty, we need bread to live, and if there's no readily available pas Yisrael, so because of the dochak, they were matir pas akum. Rabbanan de kesarin b'shem Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha k'divrei mi shehu matir uvilvad min apalter. However, there's one additional limitation, which is that it be from the palter, meaning to say not pas balabais, but only pas palter. And therefore, the Yerushalmi, according to our Girsa, seems to conclude that you could be Mekel with two conditions. One is that there's no Pas Yisrael Mitzuya. Number two is only Pas Palter and not Pas Balabais. Then the Yerushalmi closes with a cryptic line of Velo Avdin Kain. What is Velo Avdin Kain? They didn't do this. What exactly didn't they do? So we'll see different possibilities. So, having read the Bavli and Yerushalmi, what should the conclusion be, lahalach lamaisa? Could you pass me those napkins? Sorry, thank you. So there is a, if you take a look at the Ritva, he brings a number of possibilities. The Ritva first quotes the Rama. And the Rama says, look, the Bavli, as we noted, states, they weren't matirat. And therefore it should be asar. You'll tell me that the Yerushalmi says they were matirit. So first of all, I would tell you that if there's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we follow like the Bavli. Moreover, he says, I'll say even better. The Yerushalmi held like those who are quoted in the Bavli as being mistaken. In other words, the Bavli already told us that there were some people who thought erroneously that they were matirat. That view is the view cited in the Yerushalmi, but the Bavli concludes that view is wrong. So therefore, bottom line, says the Ramah, is that there should be no hatter. Possibility two, cited by the Ritva, is no, let's go the opposite way. The truth is that the Bavli isn't so clear. It's true the Bavli doesn't record that they were matir in practice, but the Bavli records that it could have been Nitar, and there's some ambiguity, and therefore we should follow the Yerushalmi. Since the Yerushalmi is clear and the Bavli is ambiguous, so let's follow the Yerushalmi over the Bavli, and therefore they were matir, and Yesh Ladun exactly what they were matir, but like we said, the simple reading of the Yerushalmi is Palter B'makom Chai Nefesh. So within the second possibility, so possibility A is they weren't matir at all, and therefore it's still Aser. The Aser has been Makomo Medes. This sounds like, by the way, the Iker opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam brings down that there were some people that were Makel, but his initial formulation of the Halacha sounds like it's Aser entirely. Then possibility B is that they were matir, but only in a limited fashion. And then possibility C is that it was everything is permitted, either because they were matir everything, or more likely because you don't need to be matir. So those are, we'll see, now I think we'll go through the various Rishonim, at least some of them, and try to figure out what their views are, but generally speaking, they'll fall into one of those three camps. Either they weren't matir, or they were matir something, what we have to figure out, or everything is mutter, because either they were matir everything, or you don't need to be matir everything. It's mutter even without actually being matirat. So let's start with Shitas Tosfos. So Tosfos, on Lamed Hamid Beis, says the following. Midika Amar Pasal Hutra Beis Din Mechlal Ti Bai Hafe Shari Lay Amar Lo Pashat Yisur. The first Diyak Tosfos makes is that the Bavli implies that they could have been matir if they wanted to. And then Tosfo says, Mikan samchu ata lechol pasha lov dekochavim, kevan shelo pasha isuro b'chol Yisrael. So Tosfos notes that the minog is to be mekel, at least where the Bali Atosos lived. Why? Because it was lo nispashet. V'yesh lismoch al divrei rashbag, Rav Lazar Rav Tzadok, te'amri en gozhen gzera al tzibol, en ken rovati b'chol namod bo, v'od raya, medik amra b'yamenu tatir sapas, So two proofs that they could have been matirat. And then Tosa says, well, they could have been matirat, but were they matirat? So Tosa suggests, v'acharav bo based in acher shetiruhu, must be that some based in later on, after the generation Reb Yehuda Nisiya, who was in fact matirat. So Tosa says, well, I don't have any proof that they were matirat. I do have proof that they could have been matirat. And the minig is to be mekel. So mistama, somebody came around and was matirat. Tosa tells us that even when you have a based in, sorry, egzera, she'en yicholim, ein rov atzibor yicholim lamod bo, that in and of itself doesn't make it mutter. To make it mutter, you need to be matirat. Ein rov atzibor yicholim lamod bo allows for the Beis Din to be matirat. And which Beis Din was matirat, we don't know. Tosfos doesn't tell us, but it must be that somebody was matirat. Then he says, V'od Amri B'Yushalmi D'Pirkin Pas Amdu Alav V'Hitiruhu. And I have proof that they were matirat. The Yushalmi, what's interesting here, is that Tosfos doesn't really quote the whole Yushalmi. He just notes that the Yushalmi says they were matirat. As we noted, our Gerson Yushalmi says that they were matirat, but only under very limited circumstances, namely Ein Pas Yisrael Mitzuya and only Palter. Now, it's not clear what they were doing. Tosa says the minig is to be Makel. What they were being Makel in isn't clear, though it does sound like, from the simple reading of Tosfos, that everybody was being Makel. No restrictions are mentioned. And then Tosfos concludes with a very interesting comment, which is, Misha Nizhar Mi Pashel Ovde Kochavim. So if you are machmir and pasakum, so then Tosa says you don't really have to worry about blios or some of the some small amounts of pasachim getting mixed into your food, it's okay. Kal vachomer from Demai. Now, what's going on here? Tosus just made an argument that they were matir it. So why would there be anybody that was machmir? Does Tosus mean to say someone who has a chumrah? In other words, really it's mutter. The Gemara, we know that at some point the Amorayim were matir it, and therefore it's mutter, but if you want to be machmir, so you could be machmir. Could be. It's a little strange, because once they were matir it, mehechatesi lachmir. So perhaps Tosfos maintained that there were some places where the Gzeira was nispashet, and therefore in those places one should be machmir. However, Tosfos says, even though you should be machmir in such places, you don't have to be so worried about blios and other small amounts of pas akum getting mixed into your food, because it's a lenient iser drabanan, similar to Demai, where certain leniencies apply, and therefore it's okay. Why didn't Tosus quote told you Yerushalmi? Maybe because it's not relevant for his discussion. He was just trying to prove that they were matir, or maybe, as we'll see shortly, he had a different gears in Yerushalmi. Oh, we'll get back to that soon. If you look at the Tosus Rashmi Shans on this Tosvos, in Avodah Zarah, very lucky to have multiple Bali Tosfos that oftentimes shed light on each other. So there's a Tosa Rash and a Tosus Rash. And the Tosus Rash says, Mitoch maskanas hayushalmi ein smach lahatir b'malkum shepas Yishol mituya. He quotes the Yerushalmi and he says, well, if you're relying on the Yerushalmi, so that's not going to help you b'malkum shepas Yishol mituya. The Rash already sounds like the minug was to be makel even b'makom shepas Yisrael mitzuya, and the Rash says, well, the Yerushalmi is not going to be a good source for that leniency, because like we said, the Yerushalmi is only matir b'makom she'en pas Yisrael mitzuya. Now, if we assume that Tosfos is being matir even if pas Yisrael is mitzuya, so what would the basis for that be? Could be the Rash. The Rush writes, "Berov mekomos pizurenu ein palter Yisrael matzui, v'havi kimo his anesh shlosha yamim." Really, the Rush says, in this answer, we'll see there's 2 points in the Rush, but in this line, the Rush is saying that in Rov mekomos pizurenu, there are no Jewish bakeries. In fact, this might have been the law. Some of the sources imply that Jews were barred from opening bakeries. They were limited in terms of the trades and professions that they were allowed to engage in. So that's why there are no kosher bakeries anyway. So therefore, even if we said that the leniency is only b'makom that ein pas Yisrael matzoi, so that's true, b'rov mekomos pizureinu. And that's why Tosfos is so saying that based off of the Yerushalmi, there's a heter, because there's a heter berov mekomos pizureinu. Tosfos discusses this a little more in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and there Tosfos is consistent that they were matirat. That's where he discusses the history, what was first, what was second. He has an interesting line, ukshetiru esapas lo etiru shlakos mehai taima, depasu shlakos tre milininu. When they were matir pas, they weren't matir shlakos, because Toso shows pas and shlakos are two different xeros. In fact, shlakos was earlier and more of a problem with respect to chasnos, and therefore when they were matir pas, they weren't matir shlakos. It's interesting, the Lashon implies to some degree that they could have been matir shlakos. Does that mean shlakos was also something that was not a tzibur yichol lamod bo, and they could have been matir shlakos, but they decided not to because the concern is greater? Not clear, though it sounds that way a little bit. Interesting. How would we know, though, that shlakos was low nispashet? Tosus gave us two proofs to show that pas was low nispashet. What about shlakos? I don't know. How would you know that? We'll get back to that, Bezos Hashem. Going back for a moment again to the Tosfos HaRash, so the Tosfos HaRash said, L'maskana d'shmaita d'asira. So the maskana of the Bavli is that it's asir, like we said, and ve'en lanu raya lahatir mitalmud shelanu, alma anu somchin l'achol pashal gayim, samchinan ahadi amir b'yushalmi, so maybe we rely on Yushalmi, and then he says, well, even Yushalmi is not going to be enough to be matir it, except when there's no palter Yisrael matzui. And then he tells us, so what is the basis for our leniency? And he answers, umekomenu lo pashat, daha ochlin pashal gayim. Clearly, the fact that we are eating pashal gayim shows that on the spashit eser, others presumably, people are doing what was right. So in Shantz, where's Shantz?
France.
Okay, so in Shantz.
It's Sens, by the way.
It's what?
Sens.
Sens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Where's that?
I don't know.
Still place?
they didn't pronounce it Shantz.
Ah, I see. Okay, Tosfos Rash Mishens. Shens.
Yeah.
So in Sens, they ate pas palter, or pas gayim. And he says, what's the basis? Well, clearly, in Sens, it wasn't nispashe. Otherwise, we would be machmir. Ve'en srichem shum heter, delomi ba'ilan heter, el makomo shepashat. Dekevan shekibul alay ugzeira tzarech minin acher latira. Says the Tosfos Rash, that the only time you need a beis din to be matir is if it was nispashe. Now, I assume, and this is what emerges from the continuation, if it was nispashet b'kol Yisrael, so then he says even Eliyahu Vestino couldn't be matir. So if you have if Chazal made a gzera that was nispashet, then that's it. It's forever, and nobody could be matir. That's category one. Category two is where it was not nispashet b'kol Yisrael. So then the Rash says it depends. In the places where they accepted it, you could be matir it, but it would need a heter. And in the places that it was low nispashet, you wouldn't need a heter at all. Meaning to say, when they went to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya and they requested that he be matir pas, the request was, could he be matir it in places where it was nispashet? And he said, no, because they'll call me a based in Sharia. But in places that was not nispashet, so then there's no need for a heter at all. This is l'chor against Tosfos. Tosfos says that if they made a gzera, even if it was lon nispashet, you need to be matir. Tosfos Rash says, no. If lon nispashet, you're living in a place at lon nispashet, then no heter is necessary. Now, if, it's a little strange, right? Because if you say that the takana was chal, so then you should need to matir it in places where it was lon nispashet. If you say the takana was not chal, so then why do you need a heter in the places that it was nispashet? So I think the simple understanding is that in the places that it was nispashet, it at the very least has the status of a minhag, and therefore one would need to be matir it in places that it was lon nispashet, so then there would be no need to do anything whatsoever. And therefore his conclusion is that in places where their minug is to be makel, you could be makel. Sounds like makel across the board, meaning to say you could be makel even where Pas Yisrael is matzoi. In places where the minug is to be machmir, so then you would need a heter. And we don't know there was a heter. So was there a heter klali being matir? It sounds like from Tosfos, yes. It sounds like from the Rash, no.
Are we assuming that in Rabbi Tzibri Chol Namubo is the same thing as the Gzir not being nispashet?
So the Pashup shot is that, yes. In other words, any time it's not nispashet, we'll assume it's because Ein Rabbi Tzibri Chol Namubo. That's the impression that I would get from the Gemara. We'll see in the Ramban, though, in just a couple of moments, that he's Machalik. The two aren't necessarily the same. But you get the impression from the simple reading Gemara as well as Tosfos, and other we showed him that we assume that they are the same.
Do you need a matir a minhag? How do you undo a minhag?
So that's a good question. In other words, you can't generally be matir a minhag. right? Just because you don't want to keep the minhag, like the Gemara at the beginning of
Eilu
Shenagu, Malkum Shenagu, right? Says that they had this minhag to stop working on Friday afternoon, and they wanted to stop. You can't just stop a minhag. Here it might be different because they were observing the minhag because of the gzeira, and the gzeira isn't binding. Now then you'll say it should be a minhag betos. You shouldn't even need to be matir. So I don't know what the gadir is. I don't think this is the status of a normal minhag. There's a category of halacha that's similar to minhag, where if there was a gzeira, and the gzeira was nispashit in some places, and you live in such a place, then you can be matirat, but you need a formal beis din to be matirat. A formal act of beis din to be matirat. But that beis din wouldn't need to be gadol b'chachma of a minyan. That's what it sounds like. Again, no clear rules in terms of what the parameters are of doing that. If we turn to some of the other Rishonim from Ashkenaz, so the Mordechai also holds like the Rash that in a place that it was low nispashet, you don't need to be matirat. And again, the implication of the Mordechai as well is that in places where it was low nispashet, there's no iser whatsoever. He writes, "V'nira sheyesh lismoch al haitana." So first he quotes the Anu, "Me'osan hamekomo shelo pashet yisuro," says the Mordechai in describing the practice of his mekomos. We are from the places that it was low nispashet, like the Rash says. How do I know that? Sharei Anu noagim bo hetter. Like the Rash, we're noi kater. Must be, it was lonis pashet. How else would you explain our being noi kater? Vein tzar heter based in, elab in makom moshe pashet yisuro. And again, like the Rash, you do need a heter based in makom moshe nispashet yisuro, but not in places shalonis pashet. Lokach, tzar chminyin acher latiro, aval anu ein tzrichen. We don't need such a heter. Only those places that it was nispashet would need such a heter. Okay, so turning now to some of the Chachmei Sfarad, there's a very long Ramban, which I hope you had a chance to see. If you see in the Makoros I gave you, I divided the Ramban into three sections, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. So let's just note, at least, I don't think we're going to read through the whole Ramban, quite long, but some of the highlights from each of the three sections. The first section, the Ramban deals with an interesting question, which is the following. We are talking about the permissibility of going into the non-Jewish bakery and buying bread. Well, why is our only concern the issue of pasakum? Isn't there a concern that the bread isn't kosher? After all, there's no mashgiach at these non-kosher bakeries. And we know, generally speaking, the halacha is that to assume something is kosher, you need ne'amanus. You need et echa ne'aman bisurin. Non-Jewish bakers don't have ne'amanus with respect to kashrus. So why is it that, leaving aside the issue of pasakum, everybody seems to assume it's okay to just go into the non-Jewish bakery and buy bread? So Tosfos, in Beitzai, Tezai, and Mabes, and other places, already addresses this issue. And he says, well, in terms of ingredients, so you have nothing to worry about. He says, let's look at the ingredients of bread. Is flour kosher? Yes. Is water kosher? Assuming you're outside of New York City? Yes. What else is in bread? Eggs? So most eggs are kosher. We say you should check eggs for blood. And in those days, probably it was a real chiyuv. That's when you can. But if you can't, then we would follow Rov. And Rov eggs don't have blood spots. Maybe they're not made with chicken eggs, they're made with eagle eggs. No, those aren't matzoi. In other words, Tosus goes through all the possible concerns that might arise in the making of bread, and he says none of them are a problem. Now then maybe I'll say, well, one second, maybe this palter is a sinister person, and he wishes to be matzil you. So you see from here that we're not concerned about that. This halacha comes up in a number of sugyos. One place, if you take a look at Shulchan Aruch Simin Kuf Yod Chesiv Beis, he writes, that really we have no concern that a non-Jew will try to be machshel you when he stands, he has no possible benefit to be machshel you. Right? Just like, for example, you could go to ShopRite and buy the apples. You don't have to be choshesh that they were smeared with lard or something like that, because there's no reason why they would do that. So you don't need a hechsher when you buy apples. So too, you don't have to worry about a bakery bread, because practically speaking, there's no, in all likelihood, all the ingredients are kosher. Okay, so that's why there's only a concern with pasakum. Then he says, well, one second, what about the kalim? Kalim should be a problem, because they use their non-kosher kalim to make the bread. Let's say they're baking racks where they put the bread. So those aren't kosher. So bishlama, the ingredients, there's nothing to worry about. But what about the kalim? So the Ramban here proves that we see this idea that stam kalim einam b'nei yoma. This is a very helpful heter in the laws of kashrus. The halacha is that if a kli has blios, has absorbed particles that are non-kosher, so those in particles can be transferred and impart taste into the kosher food that's cooked therein. But if the taste that's imparted is no sein tam lefgam, it's a bad taste, so then the food would remain mutter. Now, the assumption is also that after 24 hours, we assume that all taste that's imparted is no sein tam lefgam. It would make the food taste worse, not better. And therefore, if you use non-kosher kalim to cook kosher food, but the non-kosher kalim have not been used for 24 hours, the food is kosher. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do that, but b'diavet, if it's done, it's okay. And since the din l'chatchila doesn't apply to non-Jews, because they don't keep kosher, it's already done. So you could go to the non-Jewish bakery and buy the bread, because we'll assume that stam kalim einam b'nei yoman. So when you learn Yoredei Chelek Aleph, that's what it says. And sometimes you might be a little surprised, because why should I assume stam kalim einam b'nei yoman? People use kalim all the time. Maybe in our kitchens, so we have so many pots and pans, it's true, in any given 24-hour period, it's unlikely that we use this particular pot. But in a bakery, they use so many different kalim. And in the olden days, when people had like one pot, one milchik pot, one fleishik pot, can you really assume that stam kalim einam b'nei yoman? So if you read this Ramban, the Ramban says no. It's not actually based off of the assumption that all kalim haven't been used for 24 hours, but it's based off of a sfeik sfeika. The way the Beis Yosef in Simen Kufchav Beis explains the sfeik sfeika is that safek nishtam shubo hayom o esmo. In Timtzalomer nishtam shubo hayom, Shema nishtam shubo b'davar shu pogem b'en, oh, davar she'eno no sein tam. Maybe this hasn't been used for 24 hours, and maybe it has. V'imtom tzolomer it has, maybe the absorbed particles are not going to be mashbiach, the food that you're cooking in them, but it's going to make it worse. Let's say, for example, that the non-Jew used this pot 8 hours ago to cook chazer. And now I use this pot 8 hours later to cook oatmeal. So does chazer make oatmeal taste better or worse? So I don't know. But let's assume that it makes it taste worse. So even though this has been used in the last 24 hours, still the oatmeal would be mutter because it's no sein tam lefgam. So this is fake sfeika. Maybe it hasn't been used for 24 hours, and if it has been used, maybe it's still no sein tam lefgam, or not no sein tam at all. So there we have a sfeik sfeika. Agav, you might wonder, one second, that's a sfeik sfeika mishe mechad, because basically it's saying, maybe it's no sein tam lefgam, then tim tom lomar, it's not, maybe it's no sein tam lefgam. What difference does it make if it's no sein tam lefgam because it hasn't been used for 24 hours, or if it's no sein tam lefgam because it's lousy? So Rabbi Akiva Eger in Simen Kufchav Beis asked this question. It's on the Sifkat and Dalet in the Shach, and he writes, Safek echad matir yoser mechavero. One safek goes further than the other. It is basically sfeik sfeika mishe mechad, but there's a rule, which is that if one suffix is more encompassing, more far-reaching than the other, even if it's for the same basic reason, that's still considered a sfeik sfeika. So here, if it's eino ben yomo, that would be matir all foods. If it's ben yomo, but no sein tam lefgam, so we'll matir some foods, like oatmeal, but not meat stew, right? So therefore, one tzad is more far-reaching than the other, and therefore it's a valid sfeik sfeika. So that's the explanation that the Beis Yosef gives. If you look at our Ramban doesn't say it's a sfeik sfeik in a formal sense, and this would also possibly address Rabbi Kiviger's question, but rather, ikka sfeik etuva. His lashon is, v'tayme de milsa mishum dahave sfeik etuva. Safik nishtamshu b'kidera zu hayom, safik lo nishtamshu, v'intim zalomar b'isser shema in b'zevin osin tam, o shema tam lefkam hu meikaro. So you could read that as sfeik sfeika in the normal sense, which is again the way the Beis Yosef Paskins and Kuf Chaf Beis. Again, he's not quoting this Ramban. Or you could say, no, maybe he doesn't mean sfeik sfeika in the normal sense, but rather there's so many chshashos, there's so many tzadim that would make this okay, you don't have to be choshesh that it happens to be asr. Okay, so that's the first discussion of the Ramban, why it is that if we don't have the problem of pas akum, we could assume that bakery breads are okay. Now, in practice, this might be true, you have to find out. In other words, when you go if you wanted to buy bread from a bakery without a hechsher, could you rely on this? So there are countries where many people are mako, because they went ahead, and the Mitzias that Tosos describes, that the Ramban is describing here, that one can make the assumption that the ingredients in typical bread are okay. So that's an assumption that's valid. Like you said, that's what they do in Morocco. I think that's what's done in Paris for baguettes and the like. You can check with your local kashrus agency to find out if that's true. It might not be true. Some countries might use lard or animal oils to make bread, and then obviously this wouldn't be okay. But the assumption in the Rishonim was that the typical bread that was made at a typical bakery didn't have any kashrus concerns, and therefore our whole discussion is only with respect to pasakum. Yeah.
Is there any concern that it'd be a dairy bread?
Again, if in the countries that, in a locality where it's made, they typically or even occasionally put milk into bread, so then there would be a concern. The Rishonim lived in an environment where that wasn't a practical concern. Whether it's a concern nowadays or not, you'd have to, again, check out the facts on the ground and find out. Maybe yes, maybe no. Okay. Then, the Ramban in the second section, again in your source sheets, it's where it says base, makes the point that we said before, the opposite of Tosfos, he thinks that originally they prohibited pas, and subsequently they prohibited shlakos. Why? Says the Ramban, because pas is obviously much more shchiach. And therefore, the concern with chasnus is greater for pas than it is for shlakos, because we rely on bread much more. Hakol tzrichen lo. Oh. So what's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban? Why is it that Tosfos thinks that shlakos, there's a much more greater concern of chasnus, and the Ramban thinks that pasta is a much greater concern for chasnus? It sounds like the Ramban says that the concern for pasta is greater because chasnus arises from the fact that we rely on the non-Jew. And whenever you rely on someone, then your interactions are such that there's a greater concern for chasnus. That's what he writes, that shchiach chasnus didei, And Tosfos would certainly agree that our reliance on non-Jews for bread is far greater than our reliance on non-Jews for bishul, for shlakos. What does Tosfos think, though? Tosfos seems to assume that the concern of chasnos comes from the kir of hadas, dafka through dvarim chashuvim, the way the Rambam always stresses is shema yavo liso detzlo, and the like. So we know that, you know, when you take your wife on a date, so you're not going to take her on a date and then just buy roll, right? She'll have a nice meal, and you'll have shlakos. There's not so much kirav das over a piece of bread. So that being the case, Sotosa says, well, if our concern is kirav das, so the kirav das for shlakos is far greater than the kirav das for simply pas. So it seems like the Ramban is focused more on the reliance, whereas Tosfos is focused more on kirav das. Now, according to Tosfos, it makes a lot of sense why they were matir pas and not matir shlakos. Why? Because, you know, pas is a level 5 concern and shlakos is a level 10 concern. So, makes sense that we would be matir pas and not be matir shlakos. But according to Ramban, at first glance, it seems very strange, because if pas is a level 10 concern for chasnas and shlakos is a level 5, so why would they have been matir pas and not been matir shlakos? But the answer, presumably, is because of the dochak, like the Yushalmi says. Meaning to say that, yes, the concern for chasnas might be greater, but also our need to rely on non-Jews for bread is much greater. The restriction would impose a much greater limitation when it comes to pas than when it comes to shlakos. When it comes to shlakos, just cook your own food. When it comes to pas, if we're machmir, so then we might not have what to eat. And therefore, they were matir et mipnei hatzorach. Or alternatively, and this is related, it could be, because one was nispashet and one was lo nispashet. Yes, the chshash for pas is greater than the chshash for bishul. But lemaisa, pas was lo nispashet. Why? Probably because of what we said, because of the great need for leniency. Tosfos brought a raya that pas must be first. Why? Because the Gemara, shlakos must be first, because the Gemara havamina that shlakos is deraisa. When it comes to pas, the Gemara knows off the bat what's the reason for pas, chasnas, clearly derabanan. When it comes to shlakos, the Gemara says, what's the source for shlakos? And it tries to bring a pasuk and goes around and around and around until Van says, you're right, it's only derabanan. But the fact that there's a havamina, it was deraisa, shows that it must be a much earlier gzeira. The Ramban says that's not a raya. First of all, if you're right, so the pasuk that we bring that's a raya to aser shlakos would equally aser pas. So therefore, can't be that that's really the basis for shlakos and not pas. And he says that the reason why we were unsure about the tam of shlakos as opposed to pas is because, since shlakos precisely is lo shchiyah chasnos, the Gemara wonders, where is it from? Maybe it's not based off of chasnos, whereas pas is so much more obviously a problem of chasnos that the Gemara knew off the bat that it was because of chasnos. Moreover, it's from Yud Ches Davar and it's stated explicitly. Okay. As we mentioned, just to repeat, that there's that third opinion that that they were said at the same time. Now, there's one additional factor, I don't want to go into it now, but that you'll see when you read Tosfos and the Ramban, another issue that comes up, which is, would you assume that that Afia and Bishul are two totally separate things? That's the view of Tosfos. Or no, is Afia included in Bishul? In other words, if it was, the Ramban holds, that if they actually had asered Shlakos, Bishul Akum first, that would have included Pas. Because pas is a type of bishul. But Tosfos says, no, that's not true. They're two totally separate things. So this machlokes comes up here, and it also comes up in other issues, like what's necessary for making an Erev Tavshilin. Is it enough to just have a tavshil, or do you need a tavshil and pas, at least if you wanted to bake? We are make el mikra din, but the minhag is, for some reason, to have both. Okay, so let's, once where I guess we're talking about the history, we'll just mention the third view. So again, we have the Ramban, pas was first. The Tosfos, that shlokos was first. The third view I mentioned is the view of the Ran. It also seems like the Rambam. Rambam expresses this in a number of places. I'll just read you one place. In the Perashat Mishnah, it's in our Mishnah. We actually read this yesterday. He writes, Rov Eilad Varm Kigon Apas Vashlakos Vidumeyan Nasru Kidei Shinisrachik Mehem Kidei Shalonim Shach Betaruvenu Imaimless Pakrus Vuhinyan Omru Mishum Chasnus. The Eilad Varim, meaning what he just said, Pas Shlakos Vidumeyan are Michlal Shmones Redavar. Shigazu. Sounds like both pas and shlakos are from the Yud Ches Davar. Now then you have a question, well, why are they listed differently in the Mishnah? In other words, the Ramban and Tosos both brought a raya from the fact that it lists them separately in the Mishnah, that they're two separate zeros. So the Ran answer is very simple. They have to be listed separately because they have different rules. Okay. Now then the third section of the Ramban deals with another very interesting question, somewhat of a side point, but I'll just mention some interesting ha'aros here very briefly, which is, what are the gedarim of Ein Beis Din Yachol Hatir? And we'll see, it's worthwhile to mention them here because they actually will affect the parameters of Pas Yisrael. Yeah?
Just regarding the point of the Ramban and the Ramban, whether they're considered bishul, so wouldn't that lead to...
Ramban and Tosos.
Ramban and Tosos, so would that lead to a major nafkamina, meaning even if you think there's no problem with Pasakon, technically, you still would have to contribute to the fire in some way?
So it might be relevant to that discussion, which we'll get to, God willing. When that is a machlok, as we've shown him, is there ever an issur of Bishul Akum for Pas and the like? And we'll return to that question when we do that.
Is there anyone who says that Afia is on anything other than bread?
The term,
if you were ofer something other than bread, you cooked it by putting it in an oven instead of putting it on top of bread.
So I don't think so. Especially if you look at the ovens in those days, I mean, a lot of things that we would call an oven, right, kira and the like. I think generally, if you put it in an oven and it's with liquid, we would call it bishul still, and if it was dry, we would call it sli. But and afia is bread, or maybe cookies and cakes and the like, because they are halachically considered a form of bread. Okay. So again, the third part of the Ramban. So, if you look at Tosfos on Lamed Vavam and Beis, Dibur Maschil E, Tosfos says that even though Ein goes in Zerot Tzibur Elokim Rova Tzibur Yichol Maramod Bo, if they made the Gzera, he writes that it's Chala L'inyan Shetzricha Heter. We refer to this as before. Tosos is of the opinion that you would actually have to be Matir it, even though it was Ein Rova Tzibur Yicholin Lamod Bo. The Ramban here says a very interesting Pshara. And he writes that there are a number of Dargos. This is again starting from Os Gimel in the Ramban and the source sheets. Vine Yodea Shigzeres Talmidei Shamai Vehilal Shigazru Alapas Ein Rova Tzibur Yicholim Lamod Ba Kedisa Keditmar B'Shemen Ukemosho Chiyach Tosvos Mikamachum Tzricha Eter based in Deha Kabilu Alayhu Deilo Kabilu Alayhu Meikara Ein Tzricha Eter. So even though it's a gzera she'ein rova tzibur yicholim la'amod bo, and therefore you could be matirit, but you need to be matirit because it was accepted, kabila alayhu. But if you had a situation where you didn't even have kabila alayhu, so then it would be mutter even without any additional action. V'af im lo hetiruha, ein lam rishus l'chuf esa'am, v'os gzera. So let's imagine they made a gzera like pas, and it was a gzeira she'ein rova tzibur yichol lamod bo. So, to be fully mutter, you need a maisa based in to be matir. But he says, until that point, we are not kofa people to observe it. That's what he writes. Beistin does not reshus lachof esa'am, lo lahalkos, velo lashamet, dechsiv b'me'eratem, na'arim ve'osiatem kovim agoy kulomar, adik agoy kulom. So, normally, if people don't follow a takana de rabbanan, you can give them malchus mardos, you could put them in cherem, and so on, but not with respect to a gzera that was lo nispashta. Aval chachamim v'talmideihem v'yechidim noagim bahem, but talmidei chachamim should follow them, at least until they were matirat. Kedaminan lo tishto minei de'evo. So now the Ramban gives us a very fascinating explanation of what was going on with Evo. Evo was a Talmud Chacham, yet it says that he was Makel on Pas Akum. So why was he doing that? He was Makel because it was Lo Nispashet. But the Ramban said that Talmidei Chachamim are still Noe Gisser, even though it was Lo Nispashet. And therefore they said, Al Tomru Davar Shmua Mishmo, She'eno Mechlal HaChaverim. He's not a Chaver. So, sounds like according to Ramban, if you read this whole Ramban, that there are four dargos. If it was Nispashe Tagzera, so he says, Ein based in Yechol and La'akor, even if they're Gadol B'chachmo V'minyan. There's a Nitzchias to the Takanos of Chachamim, even if, basically, they're eternal, right? So, even if a much greater Beis Din wishes to uproot a gzera, if the gzera was nispashet and niskabel, they may not do so. The Rishonim proved this from the Gemara that says if Eliyahu were to come and tell us to change the practice, we wouldn't listen to him, even though Eliyahu was gadol b'chachmo v'minyan. The Rambam also holds of this category, though the Rambam thinks this category is only for a siyag, as opposed to a takana gzera and midhak. Category two is lo nispashet. The Ramban says an interesting distinction. He says, if it's lo nispashet, but the tzibur is yichol and lamod bo, that's when we apply the principle of requiring gadol b'chachmo v'minyan. Category three, if it's lo nispashet and ein rov tzibur yichol and lamod bo, so that's when we say any beis din could be oker. You don't need a beis din of smuchim or the like, simply the chachamim will get together and be matirat. And until they're matirat, so that's when we say that yechidim are machmir, but if people are mekel, ein kofin. And finally, the Ramban implies there's a fourth category. If lo kabilu alayu meikara, then the gzera is not nitfas at all, and it would be mutter. Ah. The Rambam, if you take a look, it's in your source sheets in the Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Hei through Zion deals with these as well. And he writes that if miyad kshenigzeru pikpiku baha'am ein etzricha bitol, that's very similar to what the Ramban says, lo kabilu alayu meikara, and it's only if it's niskabla initially that it needs bitol. And Tosfos brings a raya, as I noted, that you need to be oker e takana, even if it was lo niskabla, from the fact that they had to ask Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya to be Matir Shemin, even though it was Lo Nispashet. The Lecha Mishnah says the Rambam would answer that that was a case where clearly it was Amda Yamim Rabim, the Gzera was accepted, and then at the time of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, they investigated and they found that Ein Yecholin Atzibor Lamod Bo, and therefore would need a Batala. As I said, the first category, according to the Ramban, that if it's a full, if it's accepted, even a gadol b'chachmo v'minyan can't uproot it, is also found in the Rambam. But the Rambam is a very interesting distinction. The Rambam's basic rules are as follows. Again, not for now, but I'll just mention them because it does relate to our sugi as well. He says, when it comes to Beis Din's interpretive role, the Sanhedrin, as we know, had numerous roles. Number one is that they were the highest authority with respect to the interpretation of the Torah. Ki palei davar mimcha l'mishpat, bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, bein lanag l'naga. You don't know how to interpret the Torah. So Beis Din's role was to interpret the Torah. Now, if they interpreted the Torah one way, and a later Beis Din came and thought they made a mistake, then even if the later Beis Din is pachos bechachma v'minyan, they could argue with the earlier Beis Din. About that, we say, Ein lecha ala shofet shebi amecha, and every Beis Din has equal authority with respect to the interpretation of the Torah. The only time that we start distinguishing between Gadol and Katan is with respect to Beis Din's legislative capacity. About that we say, well, a Beis Din with greater Chacham of Minyan will have more authority with respect to their legislation. And therefore we have the following rules. If it's a Gzeira Takanun Minhag that was accepted, so then only a Gadol b'Chacham of Minyan can uproot it. If it's a Siyag that was nispashet, then even Gadol b'Chachma v'minyan can't uproot it. What's the difference between a siyag and a gzeira? I don't know. And then there is the situation where it was lo nispashet, as we discussed. Now, the Ramban tells us a very fascinating thing. So he explains this a lot, this story of Evo, right? What's the story of Evo? Evo lived, should have been machmir. Why should he have been machmir? He was a chaver. He was a Talmud Chacham. And yet he wasn't. And therefore they said, don't say halachos in his name. So why shouldn't you say halachos in his name? Just because he was a Talmud Chacham. So if he said a halacha, you should be able to say it in his name. So, l'chore, the idea is, like Rav Shechter likes to point out, that there's no formal din of Eidach HaNaman Bisurin when it comes to saying over halacha. And therefore, if I say that I heard the following halacha from X, so I'm not necessarily believed. You could trust me that the food that I serve you is kosher, but not the shmos that I say. What level of credibility is necessary for halacha? So you need to be mechachme hamasora. When you're mechachme hamasora, so then if you say over halacha in somebody's name, so then, that's accepted. Now, what the Ramban is telling us is something very beautiful. He's saying, well, if you want to be from the Chachmei Masora, you have to not just know a lot of Torah, but you have to act in a certain way. And you have to be noeg k'minag chavras. So these people that are not machmir on pasakum, even though it's lo nispashet, show that they're not being noeg like chaverim. They're not eligible to be mechachmei hamasora because their behavior does not show that they have the sufficient yirah shamayim. And that's why they said, don't say halachos over in the name of Evo. Why? Evo might have known a lot of Torah, he might have been very smart, but you see from his behavior that he is not at the darga from which it's appropriate to say over halachos in his name. And therefore, don't say things in his name. If you look, Rav Shechter, in his Jewish Action article, or question-answer series a couple of months ago, on Psukim of Fallen Rabbis. So he says the same vart. He says that's what he says, basically. Okay. Now, I think we could explain a very beautiful thing from this Ramban. Which is like this. Again, the Ramban says that, the Ramban says that, it is appropriate for Chachamim and Talmideihem, they should observe Pas Yisrael, even though it was lo nispashet, right? Now, with this, we could explain the famous minhag of not having Pas Akum during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. What's the idea? The idea is, take a look at the Torah. It's in Or Chaim, Siman Tuf Resh Gimel, in your source sheets, quotes Yerushalmi, and then he writes at the end, V'al kei nogim v'ashkenash af mi she'enu nisar mi pas shel ovdei gelulim v'aseres Yimei Tshuva hu nisar. So, What's shot in this idea? First, it sounds like, okay, this is a chumrah, so during the Tzeres Yemei Tshuva, we take on chumrahs. That's what it sounds like. But that's a very strange idea. Why this chumrah? First of all, what's the logic of chumrahs just for a week, 8 days? In general, if you're going to look for chumrah, so why Tzeres Yemei Tshuva? Like, Lidi Dan. If you're looking for chumrahs for a Tzeres Yemei Tshuva, I could tell you better chumrahs than Pas Yisrael. There are chumras that relate to dinner deraisa. We should be makbid on chadash. We shouldn't shave. These are mamish deraisa shailas. Maybe women shouldn't wear sheitlach on aseres yemei tshuva. Why epis all of a sudden do you pick chadash? If you take a look, the Beis Yosef on that sif quotes the Tashbates that more or less asks this question. He says, I don't understand. If you think Pasakum is Aser, so you should be Machmir the whole year. If you think it's Mutter, so you could be Makel during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What logic is there? So I think the answer, according to Ramban, sounds this way a little bit maybe from the Beis Yosef over there, is quite beautiful. The Yisod of being Machmir for Pasakum is not... Remember, the Ramban compared it to being a Chaver. Right? What does a Chaver do primarily? So usually when we talk about chaverim, we're talking about eating chulin b'tahara. Chulin b'tahara is not something that you have to do. There's no mitzvah, deraisa, or even derabanan that you must eat chulin b'tahara. But it's something that chaverim do. According to the Ramban, it's a kiyum of kedoshim tiyu, kaddish atzmah chavim mutar lach, and the like. So it would make sense, for example, to be makbid on chulin b'tahara during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That's not very practical for us. The idea is that this is a chumrah that's not like the chumrah like we said before. Many chumrahs are, there are some people that are machmir, there are some people that are mako, some people say shaving with the shaver is an isur d'oraisa, other poskim say it's mutter. So we're noeg l'kula. Good. But it's not a chumrah. It's either aser or it's mutter. We think that it's mutter. So such a chumrah doesn't make sense during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But this is a different type of chumrah. Like chulin b'tahara. Chulin b'tahara is definitely mutter. It's imidas chasidus, or chavras to be precise, to be machmir. Likewise, the Ramban says that when it comes to Pas Yisrael, it's minag chachamim v'talmideihem v'yachidim to be machmir. So we're not knowing that way the whole year. It's too hard, we don't hold ourselves to be like that. But at least for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it makes sense to take on this chumrah. So you won't extrapolate from this halacha to all sorts of other halachos. No. When it comes to, chadash, so it doesn't make sense to be machmir. If you're going to be machmir, you should be machmir the whole year. And if not, so then you could be makel during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Lemaisa, this is a machlokas among the poskim. The Chai Adam in Kufnem Gimel Aleph sounds like he holds that this idea of the tour is to be machmir in all sorts of chumras. It's not limited. During the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's appropriate to be as machmir as you possibly can with respect to all things. So according to the Chai Adam, it's not just Pas Yisrael, Chadash, Chalav Yisrael, shaving, all these things, go ahead and be machmir. This also sounds like it's the view of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But again, other poskim are lenient. Among them, the Aruch HaShulchan. He writes, V'nir al niyas daiti, d'ze eino ela bedvarim she'ein bahem iser min adin. T'beze eino ela hidor be'alma. And therefore, nachon lahader during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So basically, your perspective during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva depends on your perspective on Pas Yisrael during the rest of the year. Namely, if you think that it's mutter medina the rest of the year, and it's just a minag chasidus to be machmir, so then it would make sense to be machmir during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva if you take this perspective. Just minor hara, so what's the pshat in being machmir? In other words, lemaisa, L'chora, the takana has not taken on full force, which is why it can't be imposed. So I don't know, but maybe the pshat is, like the Rabbi Chanan says for the Ramban in general, about mitzvahs to Ramban, and the Chazal asserted it, it's because it's Ratzon Hashem. So technically speaking, the takana has not fully taken root because it was lone nispashet. But still, clearly it's Ratzon Hashem, it's Ratzon Chachamim. So therefore, someone who's from the Chachamim, the Talmideim, will still try to carry it out, even if in the formal sense it doesn't have the status of a full-fledged Isser Derabbanan. Yeah?
So in the Benishkai that Rebbe quoted, he has this line where there's
sodos. That could be another reason.
Right, which would also explain you should be machmir for Chalav Hakam also.
When we talk to Chalav, when we get to Chalav Hakam, we'll talk about that.
Right.
Yeah?
Wouldn't this lead to the steering of Yishalmi?
Well, Yishalmi... Well, first of all, not clear what the Yishalmi held. In other words, it could be that the Yishalmi held that they were matir it because Ein Hatzibur Yichol Lamod Bo. So in certain circumstances, they were matir it entirely. And in all other circumstances, it remains Betaris Midas Chasidas.
So then that would mean that...
Again, the Yishalmi is talking about what? It's talking about Tara, right? Let's just read the Yishalmi. This is the Yishalmi that's quoted by the Tur in Tafresh Gimel and Orachayim. Rav Yachol Meimar Kulei Shasa Betara Achol Vilo Achol Shiva Yamin B'Shasa V'Kasav Rav Yach Kibalti Eilu Heim Shiva Yamin Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. Right, because you can't anyway eat on Yom Kippur or Tzom Gedaliah. The Korosan Shiva Yamin, right, really you should call them 8 days. L'fi Shebash Hashanah Lohaya Tzarech Lizar L'achol B'Tara Shepshita Sheyochol B'Tara Shechai Vadim L'Tara Tzom Rega V'lo Nishar Adayin El Shiva Yamin Shechol. Fine. Okay. But the point is that the Yerushalmi that's the basis of this Minog is not talking about Pasachim. Talking about Chul and Betara. My Vart is that, according to Ramban, they're the same, because they're both Chaver, Minag Chavras. Okay. There are other explanations along similar lines. Why, I heard from Savlovsky, he said, no, he thinks the reason to be Machmir during the Sheshmi Tshuva Dafka for this is because the reason why we're Makel the rest of the year is because it's too hard, Chai Nefesh. But, it's not so hard to be machmir for 8 days. So maybe that's the minag of going to the mikvah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Because we're makel at Tarchanas Ezra, because it's too hard. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's not so hard. Anyhow. Now, 2 points. One technical point relating to what actually should you be machmir for during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So we saw from the tour, cited in Shulchan Aruch, the minhag of being machmir during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Well, what about, we'll see shortly that the Shulchan Aruch says, even though the mechaber is generally machmir, not to buy pas palter if pas Yisrael's matzoi, but he quotes a Rashba, which we'll discuss, that if the pas Yisrael that's available isn't the type of bread you like, the only type of pas Yisrael that's available is rye bread, and you want white bread, so that's considered not matzoy, and you could buy the white bread. So what about that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Let's say, during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so you like white bread, the kinds we talked about yesterday that you get in the supermarket. So there's no white bread that's available that's pas Yisrael in Washington Heights. So what would the halacha be? So this is going to depend on how you read Shach Sif Katan Tes, if you want to take a look. He writes, Kazutar Schatas, Debe Aseres Yimei Atshuva, Yesh Lizar Bepashal Ovde Kochavim, Bechein Nisbar Barachayim, Miu Nira, De Yesh Lizar Af Kol Yemos Hashana, Shalalikach Pashal Ovde Kochavim, and Apalter Hechad Yesh Palter Yisrael, Imlao. Shapas Ovikochavim Yasfe Yoser. The Shach, as we'll see shortly, we get to Halacha Maisa, thinks that preferably a person should be Machmir and Pas Yisrael even the whole year. Now, let's translate what he said. He said that it says in Orachayim, you should be Machmir and Pas Yisrael during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, And I think you should even be machmir the whole year when there is no, when there is Pas Yisrael available, the type that you like. But it's okay, even the whole year, if there's no Pas Yisrael of the variety you like. So when he says, Miu nira diyesh li zahir af kol yimos hashana, and kol yimos hashana clearly is mako if there's Pas Yisrael available but not the type you like, so maybe the same thing during Aseres Metshuva. So there's really two ways to read the Shach. Is the Shach saying that the Chumra during the Aseres Metshuva, if we would put it this way, would be that Ashkenazim should follow the Minog of Sfardim, right? In which case you could be Mekel if there's Pas Yisrael available but not the type you like? Or does it mean that you should be Machmir across the boards? Now, from the Shach, you could read it. Maybe it's even a simpler way, that he's only saying to be machmir if there is Pas Yisrael available of the type you like. However, and I think Avi told me that's the way David Cohen learned it, but I'm not sure that that's the pshat in the Shach for two things. First of all, that's definitely not what the Mechaber held. Remember, the Mechaber basically in Sif Aleph says that Pas Akum is Aser, and then he writes, and there are some people that are Mako if Pas Yisrael isn't available, and then later on he says, and within that lenient position, if there is Pas Yisrael available but not the type you like, you could also be Mako. And then in Aruch Chaim he says you should be Machmir during the Aseres Metshuva. Now when the Mechaber says you should be Machmir during the Aseres Metshuva, clearly that means Machmir across the boards, because if he means to say that you could be Mako when there's not Pas Yisrael easily available, or not of the type you like, so then there's no Chumrah, because the Mechaber thinks you have to do that the whole year. So when the Mechaber says that there's a Chumrah during the Aseres Metshuva, clearly he means you should be Machmir across the board, even if there's no Pas Yisrael easily available, or the type you like. So L'chora, the Chumrah, the Shach here doesn't mean to be more Mako. The Shach is simply saying that everybody agrees you should be fully machmir across the board during Aseres Metshuva b'taras chumra, and I think the rest of the year you should follow the view of the Mechaber and be machmir when there's no Pas Yisrael available of the type you like. Okay, one other point that may or may not be similar to the Aseres Metshuva. If you look at the Ramban and the Beis Yosef, they point out that on Shabbos, so there were some that were machmir the whole week on Pas Yisrael, but on Shabbos they were make. Why? Because we said that the kula based off the Yerushalmi is only if there's no Pas Yisrael available, and based off of some sources it means you have to be misana shlosha yamim, and you can't be misana on Shabbos, so therefore on Shabbos you could be makel to have Pas Akum. But if you look at the Ramah, in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Mem Beis Sif Aleph, he writes, Noagim lasos lachamim kedei levtzoa alein b'shabes v'yantif. Minig to make challah. Okay, what exactly does that mean? So if you look at the Magen Avraham over there, Sif Katan Dalad, he understood that meant that l'kavod shabes v'yantif, you should have Pas Yisrael. Meaning to say, even those that are machmir the whole week, mekel the whole week, and are somech on Pas Palter, but on Shabbos and Yantif, L'kavod Shabbos, they should have Pas Yisrael. And if you look at the Shaar Tzion, Sif Katan Yod Ches, he points out that's not just for the Lech HaMishnah, but it's for throughout the whole of Shabbos. So this could be understood in a similar way to the what we said for the Aseres Metshuva, you should be knowing Minag Chavras on Shabbos. It sounds like it might be a slightly different in that Kavod Shabbos, to have special nice things on Shabbos, and Pas Yisrael is nicer. Not necessarily nicer in taste, but it's nicer halachically. It's more special. So according to this, this is also a chumrah. According to this chumrah, you can't have Stelador cookies on Shabbos. It's a steer in a minug. But that would be that's Stelador is there like so Jewish. It's practically Pas Yisrael, right? All right. You know, it's only because of the Schumra of Aseres Metshuva that people learn Pas Yisrael anyway. Like, otherwise nobody would know anything about Pas Yisrael. There's, get so many shilas on Pasi's swaddling and says my tshuva because nobody keeps it the rest of the year, so nobody really knows the halachos. So just for that. Okay. Let's continue going through the Rishonim, some of the other Chachmei Sfarad. So the Ritva is a fascinating shot in the sugya, as I mentioned before. First he quotes those, the Rama, who's Machmir, because Bavli against Yerushalmi, you follow Bavli. Then he quotes Yesh Mei Rabosa, you say the opposite. You would follow the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, in this case. And then he says, the Nachon, what's the correct pshat? So it's a brilliant pshat. He writes, and here he's going to address the question that we asked, which is, remember, the Gemara has this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chalbo within the view that Rabbi Yochanan already told us is wrong, that Pas Palter is mutter, right? There was a story, Rabbi was mutter, Pas Palter. We say the story's wrong, and then within that wrong opinion, there was a machlokas. What kind of machlokas is that? So says the Ritva, a beautiful pshat. He writes that Kol gzeira she'en rov atzibur yichol nalamod ba, shura sadin she'en sar shum based in latiro, ala shechashu lekvod based in harishon, lehatzrich lo based in ktsas, vafilu based in katom in harishon ma'od. Really, the gzeira that was originally made is not chal. However, mishum kvod shall based in harishon, and they didn't want to just say, oh, you could ignore what they said. So they required some type of beistin, but not a strong beistin, a beistin ktsas. Ulefikach kol shenagu ha'am heter, ketluyim be'ilan gadol, ukeheter beistin chashav. And in this case, sulak lemeichosh lezilzul beistin harishon. It says like this. Clearly, our Gemara tells us that there was this practice of people being mekel. Right? Kisfurim ha'am lomar. So the am, all were, many of them were mekel. They were wrong. They understood that Rabbi was Matir, and in fact he wasn't. But this was something that was bavust. It's what the Am did. So now, when they wanted to be Mako based off of Lo Nispashet, so they simply said like this, whatever the Am was doing anyway, you could do. This would not lead to a zilzal of the Beis Din HaRishon, because what will people say? Will people say they were Matir, the Isser, that the Beis Din HaRishon instituted? No. This is what people thought was mutter anyway. Or they thought that Rebbe was matir it, right? So, since the only reason why you have to be machmir is because of zilzal beistin, so to be no egg leniency in a case where anyway people were doing it wouldn't lead to a zilzal beistin, and that's the basis. So now we understand why there's a machlokas in the Gemara about an opinion that's wrong. Because we actually have to figure out exactly what that opinion was, because that's what we're going to be willing to be matir b'fawal. Okay. It's late. Just a couple more we've shown him, and then we'll get to... Whoa. Did we miss Mincha?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody should have told me. I'm so sorry. No clock in this room.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is a clock in this
room.
Yeah, right.
Well, I can't see it anyway. All right, Hashita Asas Lahachi. Let me just finish up the Rishonim. I apologize. I didn't mean to go so late. So the Rush, Simon Chazayin, writes the following. Midika Amar Talmuda Mechlal De'ika Mandashari Mashma Shiyadua Haya Lahem Shiyish Mekomo Shinoagim Boheter Ulahachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Paslo Hutra Bebeistin Shalotita Lomar Kevan Shiesh Mekomo Shochlin Pashal Ovikochavim Alma Hutra Bebastin Vitem Mutaris Bechol Makom. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said Lohutr Pas Bebastin. So remember, at the beginning of today we started the Gemara and we said the Bavli doesn't say that there's any heter. The Bavli might tell us that they could have been Matir, but the Bavli doesn't say heter. So we already saw in the Ritva that the Bavli might be saying a heter. Right, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chalbo was a heter within the Bavli. And the Rush says the same thing, a different pshat, but a similar conclusion, which is that when Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi was not matir pas, he didn't mean to say that it's usher. He said, Lemaisa, people are mako. So what's the pshat in there being mako? What's the pshat in there being mako? They're being mako because, not because Rabbi was matir it, in which case it would be mutter b'chol makom, rather, they're being mekel because lo nispashet. What's the nafkamina? if Rebbe was actually Matir, it would be Matir B'chol Makom. But since they're only being Mako in the places that they're Noag and Bo-Heter, so therefore it's only Mutter Bo-Osa Mekomos. So in the places that they're Noag and Bo-Heter, it's Taka Mutter. As we noted before, the Rush doesn't sound like you need actual a based in to be Fo'al Matir it. And therefore in those places it's Mutter. And that's what he says. So the Rush really sort of has two kulas. Number one is any place where they're Noag Heter, it's Mutter. And then he says there's a second heter based off of the Yerushalmi, Mishim Chai Nefesh, and he writes, Rov Mekomos Pizureinu, you could be Mekel on those grounds as well. If you take a look at Tagosa Shri on this rush, he writes explicitly, Vafilu Islei Pas Yisrael, it's Mutter. Again, either he's Moda to the rush and he just thinks that these are places that Noah Gimbo Heter, or it's a little different, Piromati or Lagamre, he doesn't tell you why this is true. Now, according to the Rush, it's not clear whether there would be a kula in a place where there no where Pas Yisrael is Matzoi. Again, it's clear he's Mekel in a place where Pas Yisrael is not Matzoi, and he says that's Rov Mekomos Pizureinu. What about if you had a place that Pas Yisrael is Matzoi? It's not clear that he's Mekel, it's not explicit. But the Tor seemingly understood that he was Mutter, Mako. How do I know that the Tor thought he was Mako? Because the Tor quotes the Rush as being Mako even for Pas Balabayas. Now what's the logic of being Mako for Pas Balabayas? So the way the Shach explains the Tor is very simple. Because if you think it was based off of a Heter, so then Pas Balabayas would be Usser. Because what's the basis for the Heter? The Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi explicitly says only Pas Palter is Mutter, not Pas Balabayas. So, if the Tor says that we're Mekel even for Pas Balabais, that shows that the Tor held the Rush as saying that any place it was Lonis Pashet, there's no Xera whatsoever. And therefore, if there's no Xera whatsoever, then it's Mutter Bein Pas Yisrael, Bein Pas Palter, Bein Pas Balabais. So again, the way the Tor seems to understand the Rush, this is how Shach Sif Katan Ches explains, is that the Rush was Mako any place where it's Lonis Pashit, which is which you could, you know, any place that they're Noeg Heter, that has that halacha. And therefore you could be Mako Bein Pas Palter, Bein Pas Balabais. However, the Shach notes that the Beis Yosef obviously did not learn the Torah this way. Why? Because the Beis Yosef is wonders, where in the world did the Tor get that the Rush was Mako? How did he know? So the Shach says, I'll tell you how he knows. Mako again for Pas Balabayas. So the Shach says, I'll tell you how he knows, because the Rush said that there's no Isser whatsoever if Lon Nispashet. But the Beis Yosef obviously didn't learn that way. It is, I have a Ha'ara, I don't know what the answer is, but if you look at the Kitzer Piskei HaRush, he does not explain the Rush. He explains the Rush like the Beis Yosef, not like the Tor. Kitzer Piskei HaRush was written by the Tor. So the Tor in Arba Turim explains the Rush like the Shach, and the Tor in Kitzer Piskei HaRush explains the Tor like the Beis Yosef. Not exactly sure how to deal with that. The Rama also doesn't seem to understand that way, because on the one hand, the Rama says we could be Mako for Pas Palter, even when Pas Yisrael is Matzoi. But on the other hand, the Rama also says you have to be Machmir for Pas Balabayas. Again, according to the Shach, that doesn't make sense. If you think you could be Mako for Pas Palter when Pas Yisrael is Matzoi, it's because, not that there was a Heter, but it was simply known as Pashet the Yisrael in the first place. So then you could even be Mako for Pas Balabayas. And if you think that you have to be Machmir for Pas Balabayas, that's because you think there was an Yisrael that was Nitar, in which case you would have to be Machmir anytime it was Pas Yisrael Matzoi. So how to be Miyashev the Rama, we'll talk about later. There are a couple of possibilities. So Bekitzer Nimratz, what is the basis for the opinion that is Mako even B'mako Shepas Yisrael Matzoi? Again, the opinion that says that you could be Mako only when Pas Yisrael is in Matzoi, it's very simple to understand what the basis for that is. That could be the Yerushalmi, right? That is an explicit source in the Talmud. That to be makel b'makom b'shas adchak, mishum chai nefesh and the like. That's the view of many Rishonim, like the Rashba and others. This is the psak of the Mechaber. So again, that opinion we understand very clearly. But the opinion that says you could be makel across the boards, the opinion that most Ashkenazim are follow, so what's the basis for that? So there's three possible explanations. The first possible explanation is that since it was lo nispashe to Isser, so then the Isser doesn't stand at all. There's no Isser. Whatever Isser they made was not chal at all. So if there's no Isser, there's no Isser. Shine. Of course it's mutter. And that's the view of the Mordechai, the Smak, the Marai quoted in the Hagoshari, as found in the Hagoshari Dura. Sounded like that was the view of the Rash. We saw that in Hagosha Shri. And that's a simple way, that's a pashtus in the way the Torah read the Rash. Possibility two is that they were matir everything across the board. Maybe that's the view of Tosfos. That's why Tosfos doesn't quote the whole Yerushalmi. It might, I guess we'll not get to it today, but tomorrow we'll see that that's the girsa that some Rishonim had in the Yerushalmi. So that's possibility two, is that they were, you need to be matir, but they were matir across the boards based off of one version of the Yerushalmi and Tosfos. Possibility three, that we're matir across the boards, could be found in the Or Zeruah, in your source sheets, it's Chelak Dalid, Simen Kuf Pei Ches, that he writes, Hachav Dinam Kemar Yerushalmi, really we follow the Yerushalmi, that Tetris because of Chai Nefesh, but it's always Chai Nefesh. Da'at Shu Mechazer, Bein Hecha Shepas Yisrael Metzuya, Lehecha Shein Pas Yisrael Metzuya, Uvein Hecha De'iska Be Pas Yisrael, Uvein Hecha De'leska Be Pas, Ad Shepa'amim, Hubal Lidei Sakana, Hilka Chetiruhu, Vafilu B'makom Shepas Yisrael Metzuya, Vafilu Is Gabe Pas Yisrael. He says that based off of the Yerushalmi, we could be makel even in a case where Pas Yisrael is Matzui. How? Because it's a big pain to go around and find the places that it's okay, and sometimes you'll find and sometimes you won't find, and Pas is so important, v'chule, v'chule. And therefore, even based off of the Yerushalmi, we could be makel even b'makom Shepas Yisrael is Matzui. So, how do we paskin? I guess we'll start with that tomorrow because I'm way overboard. Okay, sorry for going so long and for going so slowly, but we should pick up steam shortly, hoping. Otherwise, we'll never get through all this. Okay, have a good day.